gather round. Point. It's time for the big pen. Hold down.
Point.
Kick out your heels, jump up and down, shut your eyes and whirl around. Reach out your hand and if no one's there, grab your own hand, dance round in a square.
When you're doing the big pen, hold down, gotta have a collar you can trust.
Look at all this chicken on this sandwich, Mike.
All right, it is time for the Pig Pen.
Sponsors?
Butt cheese.
Brought to you by Butt Cheese.
Yes.
When you want delicious cheese, reach for Butt. All right, so my sister, the one I grew up with out in West Texas, posted this article yesterday. And it's from Texas Monthly, which is, by the way, still a fabulous publication.
Top notch, man.
And the title of this article is called A Farewell to Dairy Queens. A recent spate of closures of the iconic restaurant chain has left many communities in the lurch.
Now, let me say this before you dive into
it. Go right ahead, Mr. Man.
Because I honestly thought, you know, I don't know. Computers have changed a lot of industries. Small towns have changed because of, you know, big Walmart-y stores moving in on their territory. And, you know, mom-and-pop type places have moved out. But I always thought that Dairy Queen would be a till the end of time.
As did I. And I'm anxious to hear why this is apparently not going to be the case.
Well, most of the Dairy Queens that are in Texas, well, let me preface this first by giving a little history of my upbringing and the involvement of Dairy Queen. We had one in the small town that I grew up in from middle school through high school. At the time, I think our population was, it was well under 2,000, possibly 1,200, 1,300 people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Dairy Queen was an institution of my youth and high school years. It was the hub of the city. It was the place in the morning where farmers would gather and drink coffee at 6, 7 o'clock in the morning and kind of visit and plan their day and figure out what they were going to do. It was a place after school where, you know, you would get out of school at 3:30 and you'd drive around on the strip and sit in the parking lot in your cars at Dairy Queen. You'd go inside and hang out. It was the place that after football games, everybody would go. After, if you had a home game, you went to the Dairy Queen. If you had a road game after your game, you would go to the Dairy Queen in the visiting or in the away town and you'd eat dinner there.
Yeah.
I mean, this was, it is such a central focal part of my youth growing up.
Let me ask you this. How many, what other restaurants were there? Now, I'm not talking about like a Chili's, but what other types of Dairy Queen-ish type restaurants were there in Knox City when you were growing up? Or was this like the only one?
There was one that was kind of like a mom and pop knockoff of Dairy Queen called Dairy Mart that had been there forever.
Yeah.
But Dairy Queen basically put them out of business because the thing is with small towns, the median income is not great. So a place like a Chili's or even,
it's too much.
It's just too expensive. Their price point for a meal back then was probably anywhere between $2 and $6. People weren't going to pay $10 to get
right.
a plate of food.
And did you have a Pizza Hut or anything?
We had a Pizza Hut that was in a town a little bit, about a half an hour from Knox City called Stamford. But it was bigger. That Stamford was about 3,500 to 5,000 people.
But all you had was Dairy Queen.
That's all we had was
wow.
Dairy Queen. And then there were a couple of cafes, coffee shop type cafes that were independently mom and pop run. But Dairy Queen was the place where everybody hung out. Like I said, even if you went to a plate of an away football game, you'd have dinner at the Dairy Queen after before you drove back to your hometown. Well, the problem is now a lot of these Dairy Queens are closing, and most of them in Texas are franchised. As a matter of fact, most Dairy Queens in the company are franchised out. Their headquarters is in Minnesota, and I believe corporate only owns two actual Dairy Queen stores. The rest of them are all franchised. And in the 90s, they The franchise fees compared to other restaurants like a McDonald's or Burger King, their franchise fees were so low. So if you wanted to buy a Dairy Queen, you could do it at a pretty affordable price, and they're not going to skim your income, your gross intake at a percentage rate that's unsustainable for your business. So you understand the whole concept of the franchise. The company owns it. You get to license and use their menu, their recipes, their icons, their advertising, all of that stuff, and you kick back a percentage of your sales.
Right.
Yeah.
But you keep the rest. Yeah, essentially, yeah. But it's your store. You are the owner.
Yeah, right.
Well, the problem is now these small towns, they can't. The profit margin has become so small for Dairy Queens in small towns, in so much that this company that owns a lot of the that franchises out a lot of these Dairy Queens, they're filing bankruptcy, that it's gotten so bad. And the reason is profit margins at these Dairy Queens are very low. That being, say you go in and you get a Hunger Buster meal and it's, you know, $4.99 with a drink and a small fry. Well, the cost of that food in the small town is much higher than it would cost if you went to the one in Oak Cliff. Now, why is that, do you think?
Getting the food out there to those places.
And the reason that is because the great majority of these small towns aren't right off interstates.
Right.
Like Knox City, you have to drive about an hour and 20 minutes to get to the closest interstate, which is I-20 in Abilene. So you've got your supply trucks making these runs down I-20. Well, they've got to divert. Well, gas costs money. The hours for the drivers cost money. The refrigeration for the trucks, because a lot of their product is frozen and it's got to remain frozen. So when it gets off the truck, it's frozen before it goes into your walk-in. Mm-hmm. So the cost of getting the food to these Dairy Queens has become unsustainable. So there's no profit. And you can't raise the prices. That's the catch 22. You can't raise the prices because the median income in these small towns is not good.
Right.
And people aren't going to go and pay $9 for a Hunger Buster, a fries, and a drink when they've been used to paying, you know, $5 their whole life. It's like, I'm not paying $9 for a damn hamburger.
Small town salaries are not equal with inflation.
Right.
And so what was $3.99 20 years ago needs to be like $4.15, you know,
yeah,
for them. But instead, it should be $6.99.
Yeah, at least
they can't do that.
This is simple, unfortunate economics in action.
Yeah, and the thing is in the big cities, it's the distribution to get the product to the stores. It's cheaper because it's faster to get there.
Yeah.
So they're able to keep their prices low, but the catch 22 is, well, we make more money in the city than people do out in Haskell, Texas. We can afford to pay $9, but they're not going to do that. They're not going to raise the prices to $10 for a combo meal in Dallas to sustain
the smaller Dairy Queens.
No. There's not, and it's unfortunate, but my first job was a Dairy Queen, essentially. My first job was sacking groceries, but my first job where I had a schedule, and I was there going to school and in the summer, and I was working 20 to 40 hours a week.
I kind of figured that was a really good job there.
Dude, it was a great job because it was flexible. You could kind of set your own hours. I did end up getting fired because I wouldn't get a haircut.
Yeah.
Bayless,
no.
Yeah.
Bayless, no
moment that I lost my job because I refused to conform to their grooming policies.
Well, you had to look like Eddie Van Halen, you know?
That's right. You had to be you, man.
And another thing you have to consider, when you think of a town like Knox City, which now is under a population of 1,000, I'd say it's like 800, maybe 900 people, and you have a Dairy Queen, and by the way, ours shut down 30 years ago, 25 years ago.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah. It's been shut down for a very long time, to the point where that building was vacant. And guess what resides there now?
Church.
A city hall. The Knox Knox City City Hall, where all
is in a Dairy Queen?
Is in the structure of a Dairy Queen. Yeah, they obviously they didn't tear it down. They used the existing structure and rebuilt it out. But you can tell when you drive by, yep, that's shaped like a Dairy Queen.
Man.
Our City Hall is in a Dairy Queen. And there so, and it will never come back. And the thing I was the point I was gonna complete was when you have a town that's population 800 people, the Dairy Queen employs a good amount of folks. Like, I would say on our staff when I was in high school, you had a manager, a shift manager, and probably 6 to 10 other employees. Well, man,
that's
those,
a huge percentage.
It's a huge percentage of your population for that number of jobs just to immediately disappear. So it's a domino effect of these businesses just continuing to diminish in these communities, in these small towns. And now there's no place to hang out. There's no place to meet. I guess you're cooking more at home because there's no place
there's
to get
no
something
doubt.
Fast.
I was going to ask that. What, like, do you not even, that's not even an option. Hey, let's go out to dinner. Where?
Right.
Nowhere.
Right. We're going to drive an hour for food?
Man, when I was a kid, Dairy Queens were all over the place here. Inside the city limits,
yep.
There was Dairy Queen, there was Dairy Mart,
yep.
There was Dairy this, there was Dairy that, and they were all modeled after Dairy Queen. Now, I only know of Dairy Mart over on, I believe, Ferguson. Does that sound right?
In South Dallas?
No, in
oh, in East Dallas.
Dallas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there is one Dairy Queen in the area that I know of, and that is on I-20 in Arlington. And that's it. I can't think of another one.
I don't know any.
I believe there's one over, if it's still in existence, there's one at Garland on Walnut and Plano.
I think there's a total of 3 in Arlington now. Because I've seen a couple other ones other than the one you're talking about.
I can't imagine
how
many there
Mike.
Used to be, or you know, if you had a number in 1970 or whatever, how many Dairy Queens were in the Metroplex?
They were everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, Dairy Queen was everywhere, but there were all kinds of knockoffs, which you know had a little bit different name, but were just exactly like them.
Right. Well, that sucks, man. That's
yeah,
really
dude,
sad.
It's sad, man.
It's part of small town Texas is going away.
It really is, and it's a cultural thing that it's a shame that it's going away because it was just it's sad because I I'm used to it because I don't go back there anymore since my mother passed away last year. There's no reason for me to ever go back there. But even going back, you know, while she was alive and still living out there for years, you just drive by and look over there and go, really? This town cannot support one damn Dairy Queen, and it's happening all over Texas and in the Panhandle, and it's a damn shame.
I like Dairy Queen.
I do too.
I do too. Nothing wrong with Dairy Queen. All right, let's come back and let's give you guys a little quiz. And what the hell has happened to this?